Good morning, everyone. And I want to thank everyone for dialing in. It's straight up 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Mountain time. Welcome to the General's Call and to our special Friday edition featuring a product, letting people hear from one of our amazing scientists, learning about that particular product that we'll feature today and having an opportunity to get it with promotion for the today, tomorrow, and through Sunday. This is Mickey Esparza, and I'm a team lead calling in from Santa Barbara, California. For those of you who I have not yet met, I've been with New Skin and Pharmanex since December of 2002 and actually came on board because of the scanner and the BioScan program, because of the science behind both that technology and especially behind our products. I came to this at that time with almost 20 years in the fitness, nutrition, and athletic performance industries, passionate about nutrition, born out of my own challenges with recovering from anorexia as a teenager and then recovering from being a champion bodybuilder about 10 years later, and really looking for that balanced, healthful lifestyle and going out and teaching that to others ever since. Little did I know that 15 years later I would discover the one company that would be investing to the degree and doing it in such a way that would provide what I call peace of mind solutions for handling the body in terms of warranting it against aging, slowing down the aging from the inside and from the outside, and really helping us to boost our immune system to give it all of the things that the body needs to fight on its own against the ravages of chronic disease and things like that. So today we're going to talk about one of my favorite products, and we have one of my favorite scientists on with me, I believe. Mark, are you there?
I'm right here. Thanks.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, I just want to tell a little story about the product, and then we're going to share some specific things about how that product has impacted me personally and the person most close to me in my life at the end of the call. We want to let everyone know more about that product, but I do want to say that when I came into the company, the first thing I wanted to do is start to shoot holes in the science. And so I went through the website at the time, and I started to look at all the products, and I decided to pull up the product that was one of our, what some people would use the term, most expensive. I know that now it's a fraction of what it really is valued at, but I pulled up a product, and it was called Reishi Max. And I was really curious about that, and I saw that the ingredient was the reishi mushroom, and I had no idea what that was. And so I started researching, I don't know, until 2 o'clock in the morning that night what the reishi mushroom was. And all I saw was over and over again that it was the reishi mushroom was used in Chinese medicine for treating and for preventing diseases, cancers and other diseases. Now, we're not here to say that we prevent or treat or mitigate or do anything with regards to disease. That's specifically what I saw when I researched online and Googled the reishi mushroom, and it was so powerful in what I saw in the Chinese medicine world that I immediately put myself and the person that you're going to hear from at the end of the call onto that product, onto our ADR. So with that, Mark, this is Dr. Mark Bartlett, our Vice President of R&D for Pharmanex globally. And, Mark, we've had plenty of opportunity over the years. It's been my honor and privilege to be able to work with you and present with you at different functions. But I was very excited, I have to tell you, when Anjanil shared with me that you were going to be the scientist that was going to be with me today. So maybe you can share with people a little bit about your background, how you came to Pharmanex. And then I have some specific questions about Reishi Max that I think people are going to be very excited to hear the answers to.
Great. Well, thanks, Mickey. I'm glad to be here this morning. Kudos to you guys getting up so early in the morning to get a heavy dose of science. Hopefully it won't be too heavy. Before I was at New Skin, I was actually at the National Cancer Institute in Bethesda, Maryland, part of the NIH. And I've always been interested in, I'm a bit of a science geek right from the word go, but always have been interested in natural products and how they interact with the body. And even though I was working at a cancer institute, and that sort of, when you think about that, you tend to think of cures for a disease that already exists. You know, when you look at the things that even we studied there, and I studied before that, various chemicals and their effects on the body, you have to realize that most of them actually were inspired by nature. So I've always had this thought in my head that, as many do, that what if we had a diet that was had sufficient of these chemicals to protect your body, or what natural products are there that that we could look at? So that's one of the reasons, I guess, why I came to Nu Skin, who was always interested in the health side of the equation, looking at things that you could do every day to prevent unfavorable conditions as you get older. So my background is in immunology, interested in cell-cell interactions, particularly the interactions between the immune cells and the rest of the body, things that stimulate those and help them to behave normally. And that I also have a background in inflammation, autoimmune disease, things like that. So it's been very exciting to be at Nu Skin, where we can be an amazing force for good.
That is excellent. And we are so privileged to have you as one of our 75 to 125 full-time scientists on staff at any one time. And I know you travel the world to present on the science of Nu Skin and Pharmanac. So you actually mentioned in your introduction, you know, that you've studied the immune system. And we know that the Reishi Max is in the category, if you go online and you look at immune products, those products which help to support a healthy immune system, that Reishi Max is one of those. So let's start with a simple question, Mark. The product name is Reishi Max, but several of our Pharmanex products have these little suffixes that many of us distributors and customers wonder about. What does the GLP in the name Reishi Max GLP mean?
Yeah, that's funny. I wonder why we do that. I think it's the I promise you, it's not the scientists that try to make the names funny. It's the marketers. But GLP, well, reishi is a type of mushroom, of course, and GLP, the G and the L actually stand for Ganoderma lucidum, which is the genus and species of the mushroom. So reishi has, I don't know, about 60 different species, and a lot of them are identified by their color. So you have a white reishi, a red reishi, a black reishi. We've chosen the red reishi. And a certain genus and a certain species of that, because it's better studied and seems to have better health effects. So Ganoderma is the genus, Lucidum is the species, and then the P stands for polysaccharide, which is one of the active components that's found in the mushroom.
Okay. You know, and I, while you were doing that, I was grabbing my own bottle of Reishi Max, and for those of you who don't have one handy, you know, it says immune defense, you know, for an optimal immune system support, and with an asterisk, but you have to understand that there's always clinicals on these products. And I'm looking at the back of the bottle, and, serving size is 2, and it just says Reishi Mushroom and Ganoderma lucidum, which is what you just described as well. So there are a lot of Reishi Mushroom products out there. If we went into, you know, a high-end nutrition store, we might go onto a shelf and see different Reishi products. What makes our Reishi Max so much better, different?
Yeah, well, ours is rather expensive compared to most of those. I'd say that's one of the biggest differences, right?
which tells me with our company, when there's a price difference like that, there is a reason why.
Exactly, yes. A lot of the cheaper Reishi products aren't really extracts, but rather a crushed up powdered Reishi mushroom. But even though other extracts exist, extract products, we are unique. So one of the things about our product is that we have developed an exclusive patented multi-step extraction process. And it's all designed to increase the yield and the concentration of the active ingredients. So we, just a little bit of background, you know, we have our scientists here in Utah, and we have a lab here. We also actually have a lab in Shanghai, China, and also one in Beijing. And amongst our staff there, we have these professors that have just been around for years there, and they are familiar with all of the ancient writings of Chinese medicine. The Chinese Materia Medica is one of the main documents. It's been around for hundreds of years that describes, you know, the various yin and yang of Chinese medicine, and based on their view, their Eastern view of medicine, but they've, you know, thousands of years of wisdom have really led them to some amazing things. Well, our professors over there can understand all of this, but we also have, the Shanghai Lab is staffed with chemists that are experts at being able to extract such herbs and things that are suggested in these ancient writings in modern ways, and they just are experts at drawing out the different fractions. And then in Beijing, we have scientists there that are doing pharmacology and are able to test the different extracts in preclinical studies. So really what I'm trying to say is we have a Western pharmaceutical approach to some ancient wisdom. And our expert chemists have been able to develop a unique and proprietary method to be able to extract this reishi mushroom in a way that no other person has. And that's what really makes it unique.
So when I talk about this, so tell me if this is accurate. You know, I let people know that when it comes to our reishi max and our, even our cordy max, that we have a patented process to get to the active ingredient that other companies could have part of that particular botanical in their product, and it would be therefore accurate that they have it on the label. But the active portion of it, the portion that actually has that benefit that's proven clinically, isn't necessarily in another product. That's what we're talking about, a proprietary process to extract the active ingredient, correct?
Right, yeah. And, we're one of the few that actually lists that on our product. So, we list the main two actives are the polysaccharides and the triterpenes. Both of them have different immune-enhancing effects, and that has led some scientists to study our product because they want to do a comparative study. They look on the labels, and they go, oh, well, this one actually lists the actives. That's interesting. There may be something to that. Let's check this out. So, definitely it's about a focus on those active principles, knowing exactly what it is in the mushroom that has the immune-enhancing effect, and making sure that we not only maximize those and get the right proportions, but that we get it right every time, so that every bottle of the product, if it works one time when you take it, you don't want to be disappointed the next time you take a batch that's different, that somehow hasn't been standardized properly. So big focus on that.
So is there something unique or different about the way we cultivate this particular mushroom?
Not particularly, although, we take great care to – this is – this, for the information of the listeners, it's not a champignon type of mushroom, the soft, spongy mushroom that you would normally eat in a beef stroganoff or something. This is a very woody type of a mushroom, the kind that grows on fallen over logs and things like that in the forest. Even if you look under the reishi, it doesn't sort of have the traditional gills that you would find on a mushroom with spores under there. Rather, it's fairly flat underneath and sort of, like I said, a bit hard and woody, but there are almost microscopic spores sort of underneath that flat part. So I've forgotten your question now.
It was about the cultivation.
Oh, that's right. So there are ways of that have been developed. They're rare to find in nature. You don't find all that many. And they've been actually fairly difficult to cultivate. But a method was developed by a Japanese professor, and we are using that sort of a method where we grow it on artificial, or at least it's in wood, but in greenhouses, and we're able to control the cultivation really nicely, and that's important because mushrooms tend to absorb everything that they're grown in. So if they're grown in an unclean environment, they may accumulate heavy metals and other things like that. So it's good to be able to control all of that.
Awesome, awesome. So, when people ask me, really what's the difference between Pharmanex and other nutritional companies, nutritional supplements, and I tell them I can share in a couple of different words in different ways. One is the science, and the other is they work.
Right.
And, so my next question for you is specific to this product is how does Reishi Max GLP work?
Yeah, great. Just before we go there, I wanted to tell you a little story that also demonstrates the difference between our product and many others on the shelf. I mentioned that we have the actives on the bottle, and there's a particular scientist. His name is Daniel Sleva. He is a cancer researcher. I don't know if you've heard of him, Mickey, But he works at the Methodist Research Institute, Cancer Research Lab at Indiana University School of Medicine. That's a school that is very interested in natural products and how they affect human health. So he had been intrigued with the reishi mushroom for quite some time and went online to try to find a whole bunch of different products. One of the probably the most widely selling and popular product is a double crane sold in Taiwan. So here we are, it's Taiwan, it's sort of on the edge of this of mainland China, where they really value the reishi mushroom. This is an expensive product. This is one of the products that he took to do a comparative study. And he found the Pharmanex product and was intrigued by that. Again, as I mentioned, because it talks about the actives even on the bottle, the active components, and several other brands. And he's doing a study of cancer invasiveness in certain models that he was using. And he contacted us sometime after he did and published his first paper in this area, and it was a comparative study. And he said, well, congratulations. You know, I've tested a whole bunch of these reishi products, and yours by far is the most effective in two of these very important assays. And we're very interested in that, and we flew him out here, and we talked to him more about it. And he's since published actually five papers on reishi, but chooses to use our product every time he studies it. So I think that's a pretty good testament to the work and the homework that we did on this particular product.
In fact, Mark, I'm looking at that study. I printed it out myself. I remember when that came out. It was a very significant thing in my life, which we'll talk about kind of at the end of the call. But it is the one that I have is published in the Journal of Cancer Integrative Medicine, the winter version of 2004, Volume 2, Number 1. And, yeah, the group of scientists from Indiana University is exactly. And that must have felt pretty powerful and validating. Not that there's not that there weren't already other studies, but to have a third party contact you and say, you don't know this, but we've been actually doing a study and we've identified your product as the most efficacious.
Yeah, it's wonderful when that happens. It's not the first, probably won't be the last, but it's always delightful to get a third party imprimatur of the science behind our products.
Yeah, and for those listening right now, that is a study that can be accessed through product support if it's one that you would like to have emailed to you or access to. And, in addition to, of course, online, when you go to newskinusa.com and you click on any one of our products and then you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there is the official product information page, which I also have in front of me, a two-page document on the Reishi Max, which, you know, our product information pages are fabulous pieces of information that answer a lot of questions about each product and show the ingredients and the directions for use. And I use these all the time in follow-up and validation for people who are looking for, you know, products to address specific concerns. So speaking of that, in what situations would you, Mark, recommend Reishi Max over one of our other Pharmanex immune products? You know, we talked last week about AIE-10. The week before that, we talked about the immune formula. And then, you know, of course, T-Green 97 is one of our products that addresses so many things, but one of them, the immune system. So in which situations would you recommend Reishi Max over the others?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's asked a lot of us. And one of the reasons, of course, is because simply we have so many immune products in our lineup, right? And it can get a little bit confusing. And just right up front, I have to say, it's not all that clear-cut. Generally, you know, we have a bunch of good immune-type products, and individuals, what I like about that is individuals can try them, and the one that works best for them, they can then adopt and continue to use. I'm sure that you learned last week that AIE-10 is focusing on sort of a passive immunity, whereas this is more of an active immunity product. But I better back up and sort of explain a little bit more there, hadn't I? The immune system is, it's absolutely critical to our survival, of course. It consists of all of these various white blood cells. First of all, I guess it's the barrier, right? So our skin really sort of acts as an immune system in that it's a physical barrier to bacteria and viruses and things that would otherwise try to get into our bodies. And then you've got on the inside of the body, you know, from the alimentary canal, basically, the mouth through the stomach and the intestines. Of course, we consider that to be inside, but it's actually outside, isn't it? It's just the inside of the outside, if you know what I mean. So there's a whole, the mucous membranes and everything else, but ultimately the workhorse of the immune system are these white blood cells. So you have the B cells and the T cells, you have antibodies being produced, and that's the humoral immune system, and then you've got cellular immune system, which is the T cells, the natural killer cells that actually, you know, physically get in there and interact with bacteria. And it's an amazing system. It's one that you can study for years and years and still be learning more and still not sort of understand it fully. But these white blood cells that are traveling through the blood, if you have an infection in the tissue, it's really quite astounding what they do. They actually have to migrate out of the blood vessel wall and into the tissue. And then generally they also have a chemical signaling system. So, there's a constant surveillance going on in the body, but if something goes wrong, if there's a virus, a bacteria, something like that, then the right immune cell will encounter that and then will has at its disposal a whole bunch of these chemical signals. You've heard of them as, you know, interleukins and interferons and chemokines or lymphokines. Just a whole bunch. It's a language of probably at least 100 of these different chemicals that have specific responses in recruiting other types of immune cells. It really is amazing what goes on. But one thing that they all have in common, of course, is that they're fighting foreign invaders. And foreign invaders have certain things that are common to all. Bacteria have a certain type of a polysaccharide structure in their cell wall. So your body has been tuned to be acutely sensitive to the presence of those types of polysaccharides that typically make up the cell wall of a bacteria or even a virus. And that's where these medicinal mushrooms come in to be very interesting. You know, the PS or the P that's in the GLP, the polysaccharides, the structure of the polysaccharides in these mushrooms is somewhat similar in a chemical structure to those found in the bacterial cell wall. So they stimulate the immune system, especially the macrophages, that then cause them to send out these alert signals. And that puts the entire immune system on high alert. Well, of course, the mushroom itself is not dangerous. It's not an infection. But it has a way of getting your immune system to where it needs to be. And that's what it does. It keeps the immune system humming. And you might ask, well, why do we need that? I tend to sort of look back at how we used to live compared to how we live today. And I know that this is speculation somewhat, but it makes sense. So hear me out. We used to, as humans, you know, in a Paleolithic sense, be on a constant camping trip, didn't we? We didn't have these nice clean houses that we lived in that were somewhat sterile. Now, we were always exposed to plant materials, whether it fell into our food from the fire or whatever, you know, mushrooms, spores, things like that, that I think our bodies evolved to be sort of have a constant relationship with. And so our immune systems, I think, somewhat depend upon this outside stimulation to keep it on its toes and ready for real attacks that come along. So that's how the reishi works. It has these polysaccharides in it that unique in structure, but close enough to the bacterial cell wall that they have a really nice immune enhancing and stimulating effect. There are also triterpenes, another class of chemical that is in the product, and that has effects as well. I don't want to talk too much about disease, but let's just talk for a minute about Dan Sleva's studies, which actually mirror studies that I did for several years, both in Australia and in the US. And that is that these immune cells, as they move out of the circulation and into the tissue, they actually have to break down certain polysaccharide components that are in the blood vessel wall. It turns out that cancer cells, when they want to spread in the body, they use the same sort of mechanism. They have enzymes that break down polysaccharide components and collagen components that are in the basement membrane of the blood vessel wall. So they have to get out of solid tissue break down those polysaccharides to get into the blood circulation. They travel to a new site, and then they break down again. They roll along the blood vessel wall, and they have to express enzymes to break down the polysaccharide components that are sort of like a chicken wire, a basement membrane, and then find a new site in the body. The work that Dan Sleever did and work that I did previous to coming to New Skin actually showed that certain polysaccharides can interfere with that process. And that's the type of work that Dan Sleever was doing, showing that the polysaccharides that are in this mushroom were actually interfering with the ability of those tumor cells to form a new site in the body. So that's a fascinating, sort of goes beyond immunity and now into cell and body protection, which is a really fascinating area.
Yes, definitely. And in fact, in reading that study, I just kind of conclude, and you know, to make it simple for everyone listening, you know, it's absolutely critical that we have the science and the scientists and the product support to assist us in supporting and providing the explanations. But nobody on this call has to know what Mark knows. We just have to know that it's there. And I take it and just simplify it in our arm of the business out there talking to people in the world is that, you know, bottom line, if you have an immune system, which we all do, and we're looking to enhance that immune system, we want to be on one of our immune products. And as Mark said, you're going to discover the one that works the best for you. And you can go back and listen to the call last week on AIE10 and then, again, listen to this one with Mark. But after reading this study from the Journal of Cancer Integrative Medicine, you know, it's very clear to me that if you have breasts or you have a prostate, you would want to be on Reishi Max.
Right, that's enough said. Very good. And, to go back to basics again, the immune system, it consists of cells, just like the other cells of your body, and they all need nourishment, and they all need basic nutrition, or comprehensive nutrition, if you will. I consider the best immune product that we have to be LifePak or one of the LifePak family, because it's going to nourish your body and the cells of the immune system, give them all of the cofactors that they need so that they can be healthy and act in a healthy, normal way. And then the products that we're talking about today, you know, things like AA10, immune formula, but today Reishi, those are all an add-on for particular needs. And for me, the Reishi is just incredible. I mean, people talk about echinacea, and when they feel something coming on, they use that, and it can be of great benefit. But in sort of a non-scientific terms, just from personal experience, there's nothing like the Reishi in terms of helping you to nip in the bud any of these things that come along. It's just an absolutely incredible product. And as you mentioned earlier, I travel a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And there are three that I never fail to take with me when I travel. LifePak, of course, I always have that with me. But then the ProBio PCC, which is a probiotic, which helps protect the gut, which is in a sense an immune product, and the Reishi, which, you know, I can't afford to get sick when I've got a presentation the next day of a couple of thousand people. Reishi just really does the trick for me.
Absolutely. Now, we're getting close to the end of the call, but I do have a couple of specific stories I want to share with people, because we know that facts tell, but stories sell, and they're the things that actually feed into to the part of us that moves us forward to taking action. But before we do, and touching on what you just said, Mark, in terms of that the Reishi, if you feel something coming on, that the Reishi Max is something that you would grab, I guarantee that's exactly, in addition to using it on a regular basis as directed, I do that exact thing. And so there's just one more question, and I have a whole host, but we just don't have time for all of them.
Yeah.
But one more question based on what you said and based on something I personally do is, can you take more than just the 2 Reishi Max a day that's recommended on the bottle?
Yes, it's perfectly safe to do that, and some people definitely do. You know, that's the thing about immunity and the human body. Some of us are really challenged in this area. I mean, there are people that I know that must take Reishi every day. These are people with, chronic immune issues, whether it's to do with their lifestyle and their exposure to certain things or just because they seem to have a congenitally weak sort of a system. For me, I take it on an as-needed basis. I know some people that take, you know, 4 a day on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think personally that most people don't need to take it every day at that level. I think as it's described on the label, the nice thing about Pharmanex products, just to be brief, is that they are strong enough, and we have studied the dose, and we don't provide pitiful levels of a product or an ingredient. And so if it says on the label that you need, you know, it suggests 1 or 2 twice a day, then you can be very confident that that's going to be enough for your needs in 99% of the cases.
Well, I want to thank everyone for your time and your attention this morning and for the ability to hear from one of our most incredible scientists and human beings and one of my Facebook friends, Dr. Mark Bartlett, who continues to represent really one of the reasons why Nu Skin is so very different, and as he even used the words, demonstrates the difference in our products, in our technologies, in our business opportunity, and in our culture. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and let everyone go.